welcome to the Four Pillar Fitness Podcast. This is Coach Phil Houston behind the microphone once again. I've got a pretty cool topic for you today. It's going to be a little bit fun. But first, a little bit of housekeeping. If you listen to us on iTunes and you like what you hear, go ahead and drop us a 5-star rating. Let other people know there's some value here so that they too can listen in and maybe learn something, maybe have a little fun, maybe even harass me and heckle me a little bit. As always, you can contact me via Instagram at Coach Phil Houston, spell the last name right, H-U-E-S-T-O-N, via Twitter at Phil Houston, again, spell the last name right, H-U-E-S-T-O-N, and my website is CoachPhilHouston.com, again, spell the last name right. Are you seeing a theme here, people? All right, today's topic, weight loss, plateaus, rebound weight gain, brown fat, and little white mice. So has science found a way to overcome one of the most mysterious and frustrating challenges facing those seeking weight loss? I mean, this is a frustration expressed by millions of losers, quote unquote, around the world. If you're losing weight, why does it so often find its way back? Well, conventional wisdom says people often get less compliant with their eating plans, allowing more calories and non-supportive foods to make their way back into their diets. Conventional wisdom also says people become less compliant and consistent with exercise programs, perhaps not exercising as often or as intensely as during peak weight loss times. Conventional wisdom also suggests that some people simply give up, that the burden of maintaining healthy eating habits and frequent physical activity becomes too much for them. Well, if current science is right, conventional wisdom may not be so wise. According to Gregory Steinberg, who's the Canada Research Chair in Metabolism and Obesity at McMaster University, quote, "It's not that people just give up. We know people are good at losing weight with diet and exercise," unquote. If what Steinberg says is true, what's the real problem? Just keep going. All you have to do really is keep going with your calorie reduction, you know, the paleo, keto, whole 30, low carb, low fat, vegetarian, vegan, raw food, macrobiotic diet, and keep up your exercise, and the weight should keep coming off and stay off, right? Wrong. The struggle is real, yo, for millions. They drop a bunch of weight and poof, it stops on a dime, the weight loss that is, and often returns with a vengeance. Wait. You didn't know that all successful weight loss diets work the same way via caloric deficit? Huh. Well, more on that reality of weight loss another time. For now, back to the cool science. The problem is metabolism and body physiology. After losing weight, the body simply requires fewer calories. Says Steinberg, quote, "Quickly, you hit a plateau at 5 to 10% weight loss, and you can't lose more weight than that because your metabolism slows down too much. This explains why relapse weight gain is so high." So why does the body's calorie burning capacity fall off after weight loss? It's never really been explained. The accepted theory is that something stifles the body's fat burning systems. The brain and hormonal systems work to reduce metabolic rate, thereby reducing caloric and fat expenditures both at rest and, to a lesser degree, while active. Luckily, there are some pretty sharp folks working on figuring out what those things are. One possible answer is being pursued by Anne Marie Schmidt and her team at NYU's School of Medicine. She published a paper in Cell Reports last week about her study. Schmidt is looking at a receptor on fat on the fat cells that appears to interfere with weight loss, with the weight loss function. In the mouse model she created, mice without any of the specific type of receptor didn't gain weight even when they were consistently overfed. Of her work, Schmidt said, "When you delete the receptor, it completely resets their metabolic program so that they are resistant to the diet-induced obesity. It's totally unexpected and has so many implications for human health." The receptor in question is the receptor for advanced glycation end products, or RAGE, RAGE for short. Very appropriate, I think, since a lot of people are sure, you know, lots of people gain rebound weight probably feel exactly that way, but I digress. So glycation happens. That's glycation, happens when a molecule of sugar like glucose, fructose, or galactose binds to a protein or lipid, a fat molecule, without the mediating or controlling action of an enzyme. It's also called non-enzymatic glycosylation. Yeah, say that one 5 times fast. Non-enzymatic glycosylation. I even practiced that, folks. We'll have more on weight loss plateaus, rebound weight gain, brown fat, and little white mice in just a moment. But first, a quick word from our sponsor. Hey, welcome back to the Four Pillar Fitness Podcast. Let's chat more about glycation, shall we? Oh, you can't wait? Yeah, neither can I. So glycation in the human bloodstream leads to the production of advanced glycation end products, or AGEs. Some of these are highly reactive molecules that have been associated with a number of age-related chronic diseases like cardiovascular disease, Alzheimer's. Amyloid proteins are byproducts of the reactions leading to AGEs, peripheral neuropathy, sensory loss, and even cancer. While human and murine biology, that's mouse biology, isn't an exact match, RAGE receptors are found in a variety of both human and mouse cells, making it more likely the connection in mice also exists in humans. If we target this receptor properly, then we fix the weight loss plateau problem, right? make a new drug, pump ourselves full of it, and the weight falls off like dust. Yeah, not so fast there, Slick. While it may be possible to target the receptor with drugs to make it stop stifling weight loss, as Schmidt says, the puzzle has a lot more pieces to be worked out, for sure. So McMaster, Steinberg, and his team had a breakthrough several years ago along the same lines. They discovered another system that seems to put a lid on fat burning via a mechanism involving serotonin. This one seems to prevent the body's brown fat from burning more energy. What is brown fat, you ask? I'll be happy to tell you. While you can expect more from me on brown and white fat, what they do and what makes them different and important, for now, I'm going to give you the short explanation. White adipose tissue or white fat makes you fat. It's the fat largely responsible for obesity and all the bad stuff associated with it. Okay, the fat itself isn't responsible for all the metabolic diseases and problems, but having too much of it certainly leads to big problems. Everybody needs to have some white fat for insulation, taking care of joints, things like that. But when you have too much of it, that's obesity, then there's problems there. Brown adipose tissue or brown fat, on the other hand, has been linked with a lower BMI or body mass index. Brown fat's also been shown to have profound effects on body weight, energy balance, and glucose metabolism. Brown fat's been shown to protect against diet-induced obesity and diabetes. Hooray for brown fat then, right? Maybe. For a long time, the medical experts believed that humans had brown fat as infants, but lost it as they grew into adulthood. Too bad for us, or so we thought. A few years back, in 2013, researchers using a positron-emitting tomographic scan, or PET scan, on adults with cancer, noticed something interesting and not cancer-related. They found areas of metabolically active brown fat in the cervical supraclavicular regions of their human patients. So in the area around the cervical spine and around the supraclavicular area, basically upper between the shoulder blades. I'm sorry, between the shoulder blades and around the neck, excuse me. This demonstrated the persistence of brown adipose tissue into adulthood. Biopsies proved the existence of a unique protein found in brown fat in mice. This protein helps maintain body temperature and allows the mice to survive cold temperatures. So it's involved in temperature regulation and thereby helps heat things up and may induce fat burning. The discovery of brown adipose tissue in humans has spurred researchers all over to look for other similar mechanisms that might stifle calorie burning and weight loss. An entire new field of research is earnestly trying to figure out how we can burn more calories and conquer weight loss. Listen, obesity is really complex, okay? There's numerous factors involved, many of which are not purely X's and O's. Stress, emotion, hormones, the brain, food quality and quantity, and 100 other factors impact weight gain and loss, and they must be taken into consideration on at least a cursory level. But if scientists are able to create drugs to overcome the mechanisms that short-circuit fat burning, calorie burning, and weight loss, that might represent the quote-unquote magic bullet for which so many dieters and folks trying to lose fat are praying. To date, the road to that magic bullet has been paved with lots of snake oil, false hopes, fad diets, and plenty of BS. With this discovery, though, it is very possible that therapeutic treatments for the downregulation of metabolism that occurs after weight loss might actually happen. In other words, we might be able to keep the metabolism higher even after weight loss and when the body needs fewer calories. And that would help people who want to continue to lose weight. Needless to say, whoever makes that happen is likely to have some instant fans. That's the Four Pillar Fitness Podcast for today. You know how to reach me, at Coach Phil Houston on Instagram, at Phil Houston on Twitter, CoachPhilHouston.com. I want to thank all of you for listening. Again, I love you. You're my listeners and my fans, and I totally appreciate that. And as always, keep the faith and keep after.